Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. I'm founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, and this is a Tales from the Vector show. I'm your host here on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience creative solutions to solve life's most challenging problems. And so Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific live on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationradio.com and transformationradio.fm. So we're live on Facebook, not right now. I'm just recovering from an illness, and hopefully next week I'll have my studio put back together. I'm focusing right now on bringing out, launching my programs. I'm a couple days away here from the baby steps. We're just a few days away, just getting the back end cleaned up and done, you know, organized. And I'm really excited about it. It's something that I've been working on for like the last year and a half. And it's a 30-day program, so, you know, in 28 days you can learn a habit or give up a bad habit or create a good one. So this is a gift that I've just appreciated more than pretty much anything else that I've learned, is the fact that I can feel in my body, I can feel in the energy around me when my energy goes weak. And not to say that that means that a person is weak, but it's just that the energy, the vibration drops, and it's palpable to people. And everybody has this ability to feel this. It's a matter of being able to use it in a consistent manner, so that you can actually trust yourself that you can, get through any situation, because you can tune in and just feel whether you're weak to what you're about to do or if you're strong to what you're about to do. From my experience, having done things a bit weak here and there, like we all do, it's much easier, much more efficient, much more pleasant to move forward in a way that's strong than in a way that's weak. And so we are taking callers if you want to call in, if you're in the mood for shifting some energy. It's kind of a wild time up there in 3D here on Earth. 1-800-930-2819. And what I'm doing is I'm just talking about today another one. I shared one of the other tactics, which was dissemination of information, broadcasting one point of view, basically believing your own press. And then this is another tactic that Edward Snowden shared with us. Edward Snowden is an American computer specialist, and he was formerly employed by the CIA and the NSA, and he was a whistleblower and now lives in Russia. And the card that I wanted, and this is one of the this is actually an ink drawing I know we're on audio, but in the newsletter on Facebook, there is a picture of this card, and we can. I think they're showing it on the other side there. So it's anyway. The drawing is of sharks swimming and a ballet dancer doing a point right on the tip of the shark's nose, and the thing to down in the bottom is a shaman, and then there's also the teeth on the shark. You'll notice when you look at it that they're actually human teeth. So the dissension is, and he identified seven tactics that the government uses to skewer information, I guess. And the thing is that we recognize that we are the government, and that we have a tendency to use these tactics on each other and even on ourselves. And so it's really interesting to when you start to notice, oh, I just used that tactic, or, oh, someone just used that tactic on me. And it's like quite common. And so dissension is when you infiltrate groups, causing conflict and dissension amongst the members so as to hinder them from accomplishing their goals. This is a common tactic. So the reason I felt this was important is, like, this card is called Swimming with Sharks. And we want to be very strong to having, like, not fighting and battling good and evil or looking at it from that perspective, but more from the perspective of making choices that are strong choices moving forward, and identifying weaknesses perhaps that we didn't notice before. And so a big part of this is about becoming neutral, because unless you're neutral, it's hard to look back and be like really honest with yourself about, oh, I contributed to this by doing such and such, or, I believe that and I can't believe I, you know, a lot of people will start getting into really berating themselves for not being more savvy or seeing things more clearly sooner. But, you know, you may have noticed that, we're really getting a very good dose of this right now in the world, is like when the rug is pulled out from underneath you, it's very easy, like things that would be like, you know, minor can really make a person lose it. And we're seeing this a lot. We're seeing this, like, it was actually a battle today for, but I had, like, what I do is I tune in, and I was thinking either today I should do dissension, because I really wanted to talk about, you know, like, in Canada, for instance, right now, we have a totally divided country. It's crazy. We just had an election, and, you know, the color's all red, and then in the middle it's all blue, and it's like, just like, oh my God, there's just such opposing interests, you wouldn't even recognize that these people come from the same country. And so, and yet, if you don't look at it from the perspective that's presented, and you just allow yourself to look at it and talk to other people about it, and you'll notice that, you know, that the truth can really be in the perception of the beholder. And so that's something that I wanted to talk about, because this show is called The Truth is Funny. And the thing is that the truth often is funny. Like, a lot of times when people, they'll be really sad about something, happens quite often on this show. And, you know, they'll be saying something that, oh, they're really feeling down and they're feeling really low about it. And then all of a sudden you hit the reason, the true issue, and you can just feel, they'll just all of a sudden the spirit lifts. And the person just becomes, quite often starts laughing. and becomes really happy because there's such a sense of relief when you hit the nail on the head as opposed to hitting your thumb with the hammer. We're going to take a short break now. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about dissension between people and also about the truth. And I'm just going to share a little bit from my book, The Truth is Funny, when we come back about that, and take callers if you want to call in and shift some energy. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do. If you're tired of being tired, be true to yourself and take action today. The Burn Bright Way. I, Jennifer Marcinelli, focus on providing energy solutions that manifest practical, real-life results. So what are you waiting for? Tune in to Burn Bright today, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information on how to heal from burnout, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Steffen Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Steffen is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I'm talking about dissension, like getting people to kind of pitting each people against each other, conquer and divide, sort of like that. And also about why that happens. And, you know, I've had a couple people email me and ask if I would work on some things for them. So I will in a bit here, but in the meantime, if anyone wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I do apologize. I haven't been on Facebook or other social media probably now almost in 9 months because, I've been busy just, being. And but I keep promising to share photos of my garden, and I started a project about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was like just this real bleak brown painted fence and just barren. And I started some ivy in by cuttings, and it's really taken off, so I want to share that with everybody. I decided to plant a flower garden, and this is the backdrop for it, for the Border Free Bees project. Border Free Bees is to empower bees and other pollinators by planting flowers or plants that are, you know, good pollinators for them, because bees in particular, like, they don't fly very far in their lifetime. And so if there's, like, because of the city streets and, you know, paved roads, et cetera, they can run out of steam before they can get to the next place where they were going. And so the Border Free Bees Project is to get people to plant even, like, about a meter by meter, even little flower gardens, so that in your yard somewhere, so that the bees would be able to stop, and then, you know, they'd always have sort of a source of food. So this is 130 feet, linear feet, of 6 foot high fence, and this year it's just like, I call it the living wall, and it's just filling in. And what's really beautiful about this is the ivy gets really tiny flowers on it when, probably in a couple weeks, or it might even have them now, and I just don't see them yet. And this is really, really good food for the bees at this time of year when a lot of the other flowers are done blooming, et cetera. So I just thought I'd put that out there for people, just remembering that, you know, when in the spring, even like when you plant, if you just sort of make a space for the pollinators to be able to stop by and fuel up, then, you know, it's fun watching them too. But anyway, I digress. So getting back to the truth. So this is something that, or the reasons why people would get in arguments with each other, you know, like, and what we're experiencing right now. There's a lot of back and forth and a lot of the need to be right. And that was kind of like, there was a toss-up. Should it be the need to be right today or dissension? And because the reason a lot of the dissension is happening is because of the need to be right. But just addressing the dissension, it's kind of like when people feel like, I had an email from someone, and she just said it's just so challenging for her to go to work these days, to go out. It's just such a backlash, and people just, it seems like people wanting to be angry all the time. She said, no matter where you go out, if you go to a restaurant or whatever, opinions about vaccination, non-vaccination, all of, like, just getting really ugly. And a lot of people are expressing this, and a lot of people are feeling a lot of fear, like, and a lot of anxiety over all of this. So it's kind of like when people feel that they, you know, they know the truth, and other people do not know the truth, then it sort of justifies your position, you know, when you think, oh, well, I'm way smarter than them, and, you know, I know the truth and they don't. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about the truth. So this is from my book, The Truth is Funny. Many people are searching for the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but what if the truth is different for everybody? Truth, like beauty, is in the eyes of the beholder, and often beliefs are perceived as truths. So we're just going to strengthen that it's not about believing in something. Believing in something doesn't make it true. So perception of truth is often based on what people want to be true. And so it is common for people to make their belief systems fit their reality and then shape their experiences of the world to reflect that reality by surrounding themselves with other believers who also reinforce the truth of that reality. So we're seeing a lot of that right now, today, like in the news. We're seeing that a lot just with people in general. So, yeah, I haven't owned a TV since 2009, so that's been quite some time. I don't miss it. And especially watching the news, like my parents had to watch the news every day. We had to watch the news. The news was on, like the newspaper in the morning and the newspaper at night. And I'm all a fan of getting the news, but not immersing oneself in the news all day long. Like some people do, like leave the TV on and just have like the news on in the background. And like, I hadn't seen the news for a while, like mainstream news, and I was kind of like blown away because I was watching one channel and they were like, wow, what happened to them just delivering the news? Like they're giving their opinion and calling people stupid. Like I was like, what is this? It's been such a strange week. We've had so many things happen like this week again that are just surreal. People that we thought, you know, were telling us the truth, and now we're finding out they weren't telling us the truth. And then we wonder, is that true? That, you know, like, and so it can really, it's been a real challenge for most people just to find, like, a place where they're centered and stable and balanced. So we just, you know, want to recognize that, like I said, I think in last week's show, that it's almost like someone picked the earth up and put us on a different axis now, and it's kind of like, okay, now we're going way faster, and we're spinning out of control. And that's what it feels like is the number one weakness right now for the collective, and that's kind of what I like to like focus on when people don't call in, is the collective. And then when people listen later, most people, about 80% of people, will resonate with it. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to be able to find their center. So a lot of times when people who really like to have control and are totally in control of themselves will go weak when they perceive others to be out of control or things to be out of their control. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody, that it's coming up, the timing and the speed. And so, you know, information equals energy, and the more information we receive and take in, and we're taking in information, as I said, I call it HSN, the Higher Self Network. And HSN is similar to other chats or whatever, MSN, where you're, you know, chatting back and forth with other people. The difference between the Higher Self Network is that your conscious and unconscious mind, your subconscious and unconscious mind are constantly chatting on HSN, whether your conscious mind is aware of it or not. So on some level, you're receiving information, and it may be triggering you, like if you watch, you know, the news, or you talk to somebody and all of a sudden they bring up something. And a lot of times people will feel like, oh, why is that person overreacting, or why did they blow, you know, all I said, you'll hear people say, all I said was, you know, and that's because over time we have a tendency to accumulate the like experiences that we've had in the past, so that we can even project them into the future. It's coming up, so that we would know what to do in the future if what happened in the past should happen now and in the future. And so we want to strengthen everybody to just recognizing that they're like right now just is the time that we have to shift this in, but we can strengthen our future to be stronger. And we can do that by eliminating and identifying for the the vast majority that would be listening later in the general population is this everything, like everything being surreal, like nothing being like it used to be, like there is no normal, no anchor is what's coming up. So we want to just strengthen that for everybody, that the body, soul, and spirit are balanced, and that you could see that as a perfect triad. And that triad would be super strong regardless. And you can kind of think of yourself as, the physical body is actually like the structure of a building. And so we want to strengthen that both the right foot and the left foot are like balanced. So, you know, your left side of your body is feminine and create like more the divine feminine, and the right side is the divine masculine. So we want to strengthen that, because I was talking about this, this came up last week also, the dynamic between the masculine and the feminine energies, and people either leaning on one, on masculine or feminine energy, or leaning away from masculine or feminine energy. And so we want to strengthen that we can be balanced in between, and that within ourselves, when we are balanced in that way, left to right, right to left, and then top to bottom, bottom to top, and front to back, back to front. We want to strengthen that, you know, that that homeostasis, that we're home in the body, and the structure, that we're 50-50, so we're able to stand on the left foot as strong as we are on the right foot, and that going all the way up the body. Like whenever you're thinking about aligning structure, you want to start at the bottom, because just like any building, if the foundation is strong and the foundation is square, then the rest of the building up will be square. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, that in a split second that you could find your equilibrium and be in a place where you could stand steady on both feet. And because a lot of people right now that I'm talking to, and it's been so good to connect with people again, I'm doing personal consultations again, and just talking to different people from around the world and what they're experiencing, what they're going through, it just broadens that, you know, like when you talk to more people and you talk to people from different countries and different areas, you know, different occupations, etc., it's a very diverse overview of kind of what's going on. But the underlying weakness for everybody that, you know, I've been talking to has been this, like I said, this feeling of the rug being pulled out from underneath. So just when it's coming, you know, like kind of like the other shoe's going to drop feeling. So that's something we want, like, because there's been a lot of that, you know, like where it's like, oh, okay, we got through that. Now things are going to get better. And then it's like, oh, and then something else happens. And then it's like, oh, okay, got through that. Now something else. And then it's bang, it's a gain. And so there's been a lot of that for a lot of people. And there's also been a lot of the people that I've been working with are experiencing this, or people around them are experiencing being kind of fractured, like in this way where people that are leaving relationships, they're, you know, in career and in their personal relationships and friendships, etc. So this is not uncommon, like, and so I think we have to take a quick break here, do we not, soon?
Yep, you're 1 minute.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so when I come back, I'll talk a little bit more and shift that for people. Like last week, I talked about purposeful communication. So that's communication that is going to strengthen your goals and strengthen where you're going, strengthen your ability to get what you want rather than like the ability to for the need to be right. The need to be right can be a pretty strong need. Okay, so this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It's good to be back shifting some energy. For those of you that are listening now or later, thank you for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm back from a bit of a hiatus. It's really, really good to be back. Well, I'll be back on Facebook Lives in the next week or two. And also, I'm working on the back end of my programs with Jessica, and we're getting there. And so that is my Baby Steps program for Energetic Upgrade. It's a 30-day program. And it's just like 15 to 30 minutes a day, depending on how much you like to color. I'm really excited about it. I have also Facebook Lives and lectures with it. And the homework is coloring in, so it doesn't get much easier than that. And I'm pumped to see how it goes, and just making sure that everything's working really smooth on the back end. And then the face yoga, Be Irresistible Face Yoga, it's changed up a bit now. So I'm sharing my journey, but I'm about a week ahead, so everything's pre-recorded. so that you can listen to it at any time. And I've got plug-in, which is Face Your Day with a Splash, and you can it's like about 30 minutes each video, and there's poses and warm up and cool down and psychosomatic tips, and we also energetically shift your day going out there and plugging in and getting what you want done with ease and effortlessness and looking good doing it. So looking good is a business decision. And then we also have the Unplug, which is Pillow Talk, Sweet Dreams. And in that one, we focus more on strengthening our day, how it went, letting go and releasing anything that's not benefiting us to hold on to, and getting into a strong place to get a good sleep and have the subconscious and unconscious mind working for us. So I'm excited about those programs. They'll be available October 15th. You can purchase by the week, and we focus on one part of the face, so there's 6 weeks in all. And then you can also purchase the 6-week package, and then there's a special that you can get with that if you do. So that's what I've been busy with, doing that. And as I said, I'll be back out there on social media soon. It's been kind of nice, to be honest, just to take a little rest from that whole thing. I didn't have internet for 70 days here, so I was in a place where I was like in really going inward and really doing a lot of quiet work, and still kind of there a little bit. And so it's been very interesting when a person goes inward like that, and you have time to really go deep within and really find out what it is that's making you tick now. Because we've been through some major, major changes. And so we're talking about the truth. And also, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I had someone asking about how, just wanting to be strong to going to work and dealing with all the different varying opinions, etc., without feeling compromised integrity-wise, and also also just feeling like not allowed to express how you really feel is what you're saying. Like no one's there's only it's just coming up my way or the highway. That's that need to be right energy. It's a karmic space that a lot of us share when we're triggered, like when things are going sideways. And so, we're talking about the truth, and we're talking about, like, what is the truth? And so, history is rife with examples of the ability of humans to live their lives based on truths that are later found out to be false beliefs. And what was accepted to be true in the past is often found out to be untrue in the future. So people will say that they know it to be true, yet ignorance is the only common state for everyone, because there is always something that people don't know or do not want to accept. And human understanding of the world and each other is constantly evolving. So, for example, at one time the world was thought to be flat, and there was a lot of resistance to accepting the possibility that this was not true. And now look, now a lot of people are saying that it is flat again. So this is what, kind of is an example of how the truth can be recycled also. So people say, when I see it, I will believe it. However, belief is not necessarily truth. Beliefs are often limiting, and it's best to have no beliefs to get to the truth, because truth has its own energy. If you don't believe in anything, then you can believe in everything, including yourself and your ability to feel weaknesses to get to the truth of any problem. Philosophers love to explore truth and have several theories about it. There's the correspondence theory, the coherence theory, and pragmatic theory. I'm not going to get into those too deeply. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody right now, what this person has asked. Just feeling like not what she said is she doesn't want to contribute to the confusion. She doesn't want to contribute to the arguing, but she also doesn't want to be seen as just like, you know, not stating her opinion or not being allowed to or not being able to, because it's more out of wanting things to be respectful. And so we just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, it's all of our responsibility to respond in a way that is responsible. So responsibility, a lot of people get weak to that word, but we'll just strengthen everybody. Responsibility is just your ability to be able to respond when you need to or when you want to. And, you know, make your life better, make the lives of people around you better. So just strengthening that, kind of knowing, it's kind of what's coming up is like an inner knowing of yourself. So recognizing, and I talked about this a lot last week also about when we were talking about homeostasis and balance, is that there's sensations that we'll feel in our body when we're starting to feel unbalanced. And a lot of people have a tendency to ignore those feelings because they recognize, uh-oh, this leads to an, you know, like I'm yelling at my dog. And so we want to strengthen everybody to really feeling those sensations early and being neutral to them so that, you know, once you get neutral and you accept that, oh, I'm feeling this way, and instead of pretending that you're not, you're more likely to be able to stop it and recognize, okay, how do I want to carry myself? How do I want to address this? And so whenever we contribute to the argument, I'm not talking about an argument that's based on knowledge or whatever, where people take turns speaking and it's more like an argument in a debate. But when people are raising their voices and yelling at each other or getting, you know, mean or whatever, that we want to be in a place where we can not do that, where we could just, you know, we don't want to add to the disarray. We want to strengthen that if we're centered and stable and balanced, just that in itself, if there's a, you know, something happening around you and there's an accident or something and it's really chaotic and there's, you know, sometimes that one person who remains calm and just says, okay, everybody, just do this and you do that and you do, and as soon as you have that energy around you, you're better able to make strong choices about how to handle the emergency. And so we just want to get everybody in that place where it's not like suppressing any feelings at all, but really feeling them. And you don't need to feel them for a long time. That's the thing. And you do not need, especially when it comes to other people's feelings. A lot of people right now are feeling really, really upset because they feel that, you know, some of the people that they've been looking up to, how all of a sudden, like everywhere you turn on the news, someone's been lying about something. And so it's kind of like some people are losing what's coming up is losing like their heroes or the person, you know, oh, I thought that person, I could rely on them for sure. And now look, I can't. And so anytime you get in that triad of hero, victim, and judge, you're not going to have a good time. So we want to, you know, you don't need to judge others, but you need to be able to judge the experience. Like you need to be able to compare it later on and say, well, I didn't really like that at all, or that was great. So, you know, and to be judging others, if you're not getting paid for it, can really be like not that much fun. And then being a hero, a lot of times I'd say the most fun one you would think would be being the hero rather than the victim, but victims and heroes change roles very easily. And so it's not uncommon for the hero to become the victim and the victim to become the hero. And so we're just going to strengthen for everybody that, you know, like, let's just leave that triad alone and everybody stand strong in what they're saying. And so it's kind of like that need to be right is coming up again. It's been coming up. A lot of people have been expressing this to me. So I'll talk about that next week, about the karmic spaces and how this is a real major one is when, you know, when there's a need to be right. And sometimes there is a need to be right. Like, you need to be right. It can be life and death. And then there also can be the need to be right that's just because that's just the way that you prefer to be. So we're just going to leave, you know, make it so that people can allow others. And any reverse perception, it's coming up. So a lot of times when someone brings up something that really, really bothers you, quite often it's because maybe you've been that, done that before, had that experience, and really didn't enjoy it. And so when people get triggered, they have a tendency to act out and lash out towards other people. And so it's nobody's going to be perfectly calm all the time, but it's good to know that you can be calm when you want to be. And it's not so much about when I studied with Hermann Mueller with about body language for the psychosomatics, he really taught us that a person can look like raise their voice and they can make themselves more stern and be more, you know, stronger presence without being really angry. And so we want to just take the anger out of it and recognize the signs of that anger and recognize, you know, is this anger righteous or is this anger just for the sake of it? Because anger is the gift that we'll keep on giving. And giving and giving. Are we looking at a break here?
Yep.
Okay. So I got there on a roll there, correcting a bit there. Yeah, anger is not a fun place to be. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about dissension of, divide and conquer, basically, and how important it is right now. I had two people email me and say, like, they just, could you strengthen me to go to work today? Because I guess there's just, like, not a lot of respect for different opinions or whatever. And so we just strengthen everybody to that. Opinion is just opinion. And what's important is when you look in the mirror at yourself, like, that you're strong to how you behaved while you're out there. And so I was just sharing a little bit about the truth from my book, and I'm just going to share the good news and the bad news is. So the truth is funny. This is the good news. Many people roar with laughter when they hit the truth and realize that they may be participating in a giant cosmic joke by taking their problems too seriously. So anytime that you take anything too seriously or take it seriously at all, it becomes more important. And when things become more important, it's more likely that a person's going to get stressed out because it's so important. And this comes to, like, when you have a serious disease or a serious issue going on, or you have a serious date that's coming up for someone. So the more serious it is, the more likely you are to get stressed out over it. So we just want to really be in a place that if you have a problem, that any problem can be broken down into three parts. There's a trigger, an issue, and a choice. And so when you start to recognize, oh, I just got triggered because someone said that, and it reminded me of this, and then, And the issue itself might be bothering you, and then, but you can choose. You might not be able to choose what the rules are at that time, or choose the people that you're with at that time because you're at work, but you can choose to have a strong attitude. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. I know that's kind of cliche, but a strong attitude goes a long way. And the bad news is there are many versions of the truth and many inaccurate answers. So if the situation doesn't change for the better, then you have more work to do to get to the truth of the situation. I don't know if you've heard the saying, the truth shall set you free. And so we want to just, get to the truth for sure. And so the nugget of wisdom from the vector is that truth resonates, so it is best to feel for the truth with your intuition rather than think about it. Truth can be captured in a moment in space-time to resolve issues around any problem, and it can affect change in milliseconds. Truth is evident in results, and results speak for themselves. So results are the language of the universe. Something happens and then this is the result. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, recognizing when you're at work, recognizing why you're at work, and, what you're strong to about work, and focusing on that rather than focusing on things that are happening at work that are out of your control, things like what other people say or their opinions about whatever. when you're at work, you can just be in, like, put your, it's coming up, like, your work personality, put your hat on. We all wear different hats. That's what was coming up earlier, is that when people get triggered by the truth of their situation, like when you realize, oh my goodness, like this is really how it is right now, quite often, once you have that acceptance that, oh, okay, this is where we're at, and you aren't avoiding coming to that truth, then everything else becomes easier after that. So that's because there's no beginning and there's no end. So like when you find a spot, whether it be in the middle or at the perceived beginning or the perceived end, it's like finding a starting point. And to have a starting point, you have to acknowledge that, yes, there's a problem, and then accept where you are in that problem. And then from that point, you can choose which way you are going to go. And you can choose to, no matter which way you go, to, you know, speak with grace and strength. And then you'll be proud of yourself when you come home at the end of the day. And for a lot of us, just when you look in the mirror at the end of the day, because a lot of us are working from home. So we just strengthen that also. Not hearing other people's opinions like you would like to be. That's coming up for some people also. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We will have next week, as I said, I will possibly be on Facebook Live. We'll let you know in the newsletter if I am. And otherwise, we'll be back this way, 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in next week and shift some energy. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week, 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.